Oh, there's my, this is the same one. There's my number.
All right. So I'm standing outside with Vicky Tanner, outside the Udderbelly, where she's just come off stage from Running Into Me, which is, how do I even begin to describe it? It's a story about kind of overcoming and realization, about maturing.
Yeah,
how does that work out?
About realizing like what your purpose is, what your life might be about. And it's this question that I always had growing up, because I grew up in the inner city in Compton, in a drug and prison kind of culture environment, and I always felt different. So everywhere I went, I felt different. You know, either I thought differently, most of the time I looked differently because I'm an African American. And so I was always wondering, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Why am I at university? Why am I with a theater company? How did I get this play? Why am I surrounded by people who don't look like me? And I think the play is about realizing what my purpose is here on Earth. So it's huge.
It's a hugely physical show, and even though there's only one chair, you're like moving all around. You know, at one moment you're at your dad's house, and that has a very different feel from your mother's house. You're in New York, and that has even subtly getting that little vibe across that this is very different. I love the way that you did the without giving any spoilers away. You know, the idea that actually now I'm in New York, I've got to walk places.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you're writing, when you're composing, what part of you is thinking words, and what part of you is thinking movement? Is one right. predominating, or
right? It's all words, and this is the first thing I've ever written. So I love stories. I read a lot. All the literary references in the play, and those are real references. I'm really into English, classical English literature. So I'm really familiar with words, and I just kind of go into a zone. Many times I wrote just to be writing the stories in my head. I'm emptying out those stories on the page, and then it's as if I wake up and all these words are there. And I don't know, it just happens. And then you take the words on the page and you become an actor and you go into acting mode. And it's just like two like different kind of modes of working that, I don't know, for some reason I seem to understand for this story. I don't know if I could go on and write another play. I have no idea if I have that in me. But that's how it worked with this one. And I was surprised.
And this isn't a new script, is it? This is a sort of 5-year project.
Oh, yeah, new script. I started working on it, I think about 2008. Maybe 2009, writing the stories, and then I found a director who helped me shape it into a kind of narrative, and then I started performing it, you know. And then after a while, I was really ready to perform around New York, so I did all of the kind of the main off Broadway houses in New York: Cherry Lane Theater, New Rican's Poets Cafe, La Mama, where it was chosen as one of 5. Solo plays for its inaugural A Series of One festival. And that was pretty huge. And also 78th Street Theater. So I played it all around.
I mean, how does the New York off Broadway scene compare with the Fringe?
Ooh, golly, I've been thinking and thinking about that. Look, the Fringe is magical. It is a place that completely welcomes creativity. There's creativity in every nook and cranny of this town, and it welcomes you, even with the press event. There is no forum in New York that I know of, and I've been there for 20 years, where a person who's trying to put something on, who has created something and gotten it to a certain point, can actually go in and meet a press person and talk with them about the show. That doesn't happen in New York. But in Edinburgh, you can do it if you show up and you have some fortitude. And for me, this is a magical experience. And New York is not, I don't find it as welcoming to artists. You can't even live there, so you can't even afford it there anymore.
Is there areas of New York that are becoming more interesting? I mean, for the writer and artist, or is it still Manhattan?
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn. Places like outside of Manhattan actually are becoming very, like in Brooklyn, especially downtown Brooklyn, Mark Morris, BAM, Brick Media House, there are places opening up all over the place. It's becoming a kind of mini Manhattan, especially after the advent of 9/11. People started to flock to New York, but now it's because Manhattan rents are becoming so high, and it's a little bit cheaper, not much cheaper, a little bit cheaper to live in Brooklyn, and so the art scene is starting to burgeon there, I believe, and Queens.
And when you take this show back to New York, or are you taking it to L.A., where's it going?
I've been in L.A. I did a one-night stand in L.A. to a standing ovation. So I think for me, that I wanted to do Edinburgh. And for me, this is it. If something comes out of this, I'm completely open. But I was looking forward to running my show for 24 straight nights, and I get to do that. So I am happy.
How's this show going to look at the end of the run? Do you think it's going to change? Is it going to be impacted by the run?
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll be sharper. You know, I think I'll be able to play a little bit more because the words, I'll know the words like the back of my hand. I've been doing one night stand, 2 months, another one night stand, 2 more months like that. And to be able to do the show night after night after night, I'm really learning to do it for every single kind of house. I'm learning to take my time and tell the story and really use the audience as my acting partner. So I think that I'm going to get much, much better at that and have a lot more fun. Just let go.
All right. We like to finish these interviews by asking, what should your audience go and see after they've seen your show?
They should go see Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. It is 6 people doing 30 kind of 1, 2, 3 minute plays that they keep writing and rewriting and adding new stuff to, a little bit of audience participation, but not painful, and so much fun, you wouldn't believe it. My show is kind of, it's dramatic, so maybe they should go out and do something really fun and smart like that show.
Vicky Tanner, thank you very much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you so much. You're so much fun. Thank you. You're awesome.